Let's get to the final segment of Crunch Time on a Thursday. It's a little something we call the lightning round.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
Well,
where is Nick?
Nick
he
is
made
down
Alex
in San
do this
Diego.
Work. We're gonna send a hitman down to La Jolla. He's going in the ocean.
In the drink. I did some research, Steve.
Oh, no.
Last time I did the lightning round, I asked you about the Blazers after falling behind two games to the Clippers and Conor McGregor retiring.
Wow.
So it has been a while since I've done the segment. Let's get back to it then with a little bit of Cowboys asshattery, if you will. We'll call it a palate cleanser. The team lost Kellen Moore for the season because he broke his leg in practice. Tony Romo is fat, according to Twitter trolls. And Ezekiel Elliott hurt his hamstring in practice and is expected to miss some time. One, when bad things happen to the Cowboys, it's essentially God smiling down on humanity, letting us all know he's still around, still looking over us, still cares about us being happy. You can't have a bad day when the Cowboys are in the news like this.
Whee!
Two, this is a big deal. Dallas, no matter what anyone says, is still a contender in their division. Tony Romo being as frail as he's been the past few years, losing Kellen Moore is a big deal. Losing their rookie running back, fourth overall pick, that is massive. Three, Tony Romo isn't fat. Cowboys still have a great offensive line. Ezekiel Elliott will be fine for the season. Only reason this is news is because it's Dallas. They're fine.
Maybe the easiest I've ever had to answer because of my contempt for the Cowboys. Simple as this. Bad for Cowboys, good for Earth. A.
The coaches' full release today. Alabama number one, followed by Clemson, Oklahoma, Florida State, Ohio State. Stanford 7th, USC 17th, Washington 18th, Oregon 22nd,
freaking
UCLA
Washington.
24th. Yeah. Okay. SEC leads the way, 6 ranked teams, Pac-12 is second with 5. One, this preseason is weird. We're used to Oregon being a little overrated, and this year they were picked 3rd in the North, 22nd in this poll. This is finally the year Oregon's fans have a right to be upset with respect. Two, okay, dude, this is the coaches' poll. The day I care about the rankings in the coaches' poll is the day I eat a big juicy steak with Donald Trump at a rally for Michael Vick.
Whoa.
Coaches' poll doesn't count anymore. They basically need to stop releasing it. Three, this ranking, value of the poll aside, seems about right for the Ducks this year. They have major question mark at the most important position, and they lost most of their defense to graduation. 22 seems about right.
Well, the last time they had one of those seasons where the quarterback got hurt and they struggled a bit was 2007. And in 2008, you know, expectations were minimal. I think this is about as dead on accurate with what we know about Oregon heading in with two new coordinators, losing Buckner and most of their front seven, quarterback situation, terrible defense at times last year. I think three, like the three Bears, last choice, just about right.
Nike announced yesterday that they are backing out of the golf equipment business. They make balls and clubs for the likes of Tiger Woods, Rory McIlroy. They said they will still make apparel like shirts and shoes, but your Nike balls are about to become a collector's item. One, anytime the biggest sports apparel company in the history of the world decides to stop doing something, it's a big deal. But Nike has never had a foothold in golf. It's Titleist or bust, and it always has been. Good job, good effort, Nike. Two, we're talking about a billion-dollar empire saying they're no longer going to make something for one of the major sports internationally. This is massive. Nike might not have been the biggest name in golf, but they're the biggest name in sports. Tiger and Rory can still wear the shirts, Nike can still make the commercials, and they can still be a major presence. This is a great move on their part, sensing that they will never win the equipment game and sticking to what they're best at, clothes and shoes.
I'm just assuming it's a wise financial decision, and like you said, what's the first thing you see on Sunday if you turn on a golf tournament and Tiger and Rory are in it? Swoosh! See.
You see that shirt. Rams quarterback situation is an interesting one. I'm sure we'll see more of in the first episode of Hard Knocks next week. First, they drafted Jared Goff from Cal to be their starter. Then they released Nick Foles. Then today, Jeff Fisher essentially named Case Keenum their actual starter. One, it's the start of training camp, and the team has a fresh-faced rookie and a veteran with starting experience on the roster. This makes sense for now. Goff will clearly be given the job in the end anyways, so at least give him the semblance of having to earn it. Two, releasing Nick Foles was just dumb. He's better than Keenum. Right now, he's better than Goff. He should be the Rams starter this season while Goff learns from the bench. Typical Rams, typical Fisher. Three, Dude, this is the Rams. It's August 4th. If we're seriously talking about the Rams and their quarterbacks at this point in the year, then we all need to have our heads examined.
Could I do B and a half? I don't know about how it makes much sense.
Add them together and do five.
Move, leaning with Keenan over the rookie. I think a lot of people scratched their head when they released Foles. And I don't know if we need to have our head examined. We're kind of big football people. So I'm torn, but I'm leaning B, so I'm going to go B.
Two, you mean.
Two.
Yeah, we're in the numbers
A,
game here, Steve.
A, two, C.
Earlier, it was best college football programs in AP history. Today, we got a top 100 list from CBS Sports about the best players in baseball right now. Topping the list, Jose Altuve of the Astros.
I
their
like
argument
it.
That he's the most complete player right now. Other notables, Mike Trout, second. Mad Bum, seventh. Kershaw, 11th. Absent from the list, Bryce Harper. Totally bizarre.
Top 100?
Yeah.
That's impossible.
One. You know it's summer because we're getting the list thrown at us. Please, football god, make the season start sooner than it's supposed to be so we can move on with our lives. Two, Altuve is an absolute beast, and the top players in baseball are all basically a push anyways, so naming him the best is totally plausible. Three, saying Jose Altuve is one of the best players in baseball is fine, but the best overall? No chance. And leaving Harper off the list makes this list completely invalid anyways.
The last 3 years, he won a batting title. He's hitting 360 this year. He's led in major categories. He also led the league in steals. He's the best player in the game. So that would be C or three. I forgot.
Three.
Three. I'm going three. Right now,
Wait, no, that's two, actually.
Oh, two. B. Second one. Best player in the game.